When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
All right, time for a little your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. You guys are playing. I'll pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you are out. So, do you guys want the best or worst car brands? Or, as Kicks for Kids Day is this Thursday, the top 10 sneaker brands here in the United States?
Sneakers.
All right. Sneakers?
Yeah.
Kicks. Going Kicks? Kicks it is. You guys know how the game is played. Name as many as you can before three strikes and you're out.
I mean, Nike has to
yes.
be number one.
Number one.
I was like, let's just get that one out of the...
Easy.
Yeah. All right, now here's my question, right? Skechers is coming on. Hokas are coming on, but I don't know if they're dominating yet. What's the ugly ones again? Uggs. They're massive.
Yeah, but they're not sneakers.
Oh, these are specifically sneakers. Now, you have Uggs sneakers.
I have Uggs sneakers. They're not going to be on this list, but
no
I
kidding.
Have Uggs sneakers.
All right.
Yeah.
Trying to think what else.
They're very comfortable, by the way. Adidas, maybe?
New Balance is
Adidas.
All over the place now.
Adidas. Oh, yeah, it's a different brand.
All day I think about dudes.
Yeah. Like Pumas could be on there.
All these could be on there. What'd you guess?
How about New Balance?
New Balance is number three.
Okay.
The old people shoe.
I'm seeing those everywhere.
New Balance are good for people who have wide feet.
Correct. So New Balance does make some cool shoes, but that standard wider white dad shoe is still...
That's the New Balance is the shoe... Of radio engineers. It used to be white Reeboks.
Okay.
Same with program directors. In jeans. Terrible look. Now it's switched over to New Balance.
I would go Adidas.
Yeah.
Number two.
I do like my Adidas.
I love them. I think they're great.
Seeing those everywhere now. Top 10. As of what? This year so far?
It's just sneakers, right?
Just sneakers.
I mean,
you think Hokas are on there?
Or Under Armour?
Under Armour's not
like
a bad
Under
call.
Armor
they
shoes,
put out
dude.
A lot of shoes now.
Under Armour?
Under Armour.
Damn.
Not on the top 10. Maybe they're climbing up, you know? They're relatively new to the shoe game, probably the last 20 years.
They go back and forth, man.
Some
years.
So maybe we got to go more classic stuff.
Right. I'm going to say Pumas, Miles.
There Puma, number six.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
They are huge around the world.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're one of the top brands in the world.
Everywhere.
Well, yeah, they're
for
a
sure.
massive cat.
Come on, man.
Well, I mean, I got gas.
I mean, you're right on Hokas only because it used to be runners.
Right.
Converse, maybe?
Then, like, my nephew got into them. I have two pairs of them now.
I don't know if they've gotten to the top 10 yet, but they're definitely climbing. But, yeah, what did you just
Converse.
Say?
Converse. Vans might also still be up there. Okay. I don't know if they're still cool. But
go Converse.
Converse?
Yeah.
Number four.
All right.
Got to remember Converse for affordability. They
Absolutely.
Are still what they've always been.
Sure.
A cheap shoe that lasts a minimal amount of time.
Yeah. At least they'd be a little bit cheaper.
They can be cheaper, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, they got... Now everybody wears them.
Everyone wears them. Are Vans considered sneakers?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Then Vans.
Number five. So far, you guys have the top six. Puma... Vans at 5, Converse 4, New Balance at 3, Adidas 2, 1 is Nike.
My daughter pretty much only wears Vans.
Yeah.
So we're Crocs, which are not tennis shoes, but it's Vans or Crocs, that's it.
Have we said any of the brands we said show up on there, Miles?
I mean, you guys have been talking around a lot of them, but some of you've actually picked.
All right, what about Reebok?
Reebok!
Around the world?
Not in the top 10.
And this is around the
Shocking.
World?
Shocking. No, this is the United States.
Wow.
Do we go with Hoka?
I think maybe we do, man. They're everywhere.
All right, I'm in. I'll follow you guys into the fire.
Right. Hoka.
Hoka.
9.
Oh, all right. Suck it. Okay. I feel like there's a big one that we're missing.
There's got to be.
Okay, there's one that's kind of more popular in the trail world.
Oh.
As far as running goes, now they're not the most popular, but they have a worldwide following. They're more of an REI.
Right.
Like in a Teva, not that kind of a.
Are we talking like a Timberhawk
like a Merrill
situation?
World, you know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
Keen. If you're looking in those areas,
yeah.
you will see this brand.
I feel like I know what it is, and I cannot think. I can picture the shoe, but cannot think of the name of the brand.
What are the kind that Miles is always wearing these days? It's not the Hokas, the other ones that he wears.
I'm wearing Olakais. They're not really popular.
No.
Because I'm cool.
I got a pair of Olakais. Yeah. Very lightweight, very comfortable. Yeah.
It's my Hawaiian representation.
We said Adidas, Reebok failed.
Crocs, I don't think count as a sneaker.
Crocs are not sneakers. We got Vans.
Doggone it. What are we missing? Like Keds? Like, yeah, are they still a doggone thing?
I'm going to guess they're not in the top 10.
Right.
Okay.
We said New Balance.
There's three left. You have two strikes.
Did we go Skechers?
We did not go Skechers.
Skechers.
Seven.
All right.
Eight out of the 10.
I'm trying to think, man. So I'm not a big tennis shoe guy.
Same.
So I don't pay much attention.
One is pretty strictly a running shoe. One is more of a trail running shoe.
Brooks, maybe? If Hoka's on there.
Brooks. That's what I was thinking.
Brooks is not bad, dude. Yeah. Let's go Brooks, Miles. Strike three.
Taylor Banks Brooks, not on the list. But they have a great shoe.
Give us a hint.
One has a name that's pretty close to a ski manufacturer.
Head Rosignol. I'm trying to think of.
You're in the ballpark.
K2s?
No.
I don't know skiing manufacturers.
Those are the only two I know.
I got nothing for skiing, yeah.
We'll get the running shoe.
We will get the running shoe.
No, get the running shoe first.
It's not Brooks.
Nope.
It's not Hoka, but it's exclusively kind of a running shoe.
More so.
I don't know. Is there some brand? Like, are we missing, like, the toe shoes?
Nope.
Oh, God. Those things. So weird. The foot gloves. Cass's wife had a pair of those. She was the first person I saw wearing them. And I remember going to his house, and she came walking out to greet me. And I'm just staring at her feet like, what's wrong with your feet? She's like, they're shoes. I'm like, are you sure?
What about, like, Timberland, Miles?
Nah.
Damn it. We're getting a handful of people saying marmots.
Oh, that's not a bad guess.
How about marmots?
They're in that family, though.
Jesus.
What else are people suggesting?
People said Columbia.
No.
Does Keens?
Oh, somebody did get it. They got one.
Oh, Fila's.
Oh, two. Yeah, there's two on
there. Oh, Fila. Yeah, Fila's a good
guess.
No.
No, I got it.
Damn it.
I mean, is it Keen? Because they make a hiking shoe? No.
DC's. Son of a gun.
British Knights. I'm kidding.
Like K-Swiss or something?
Okay, the one you're not going to get is Salomon.
I've never even heard of it.
Salomon trail shoes? You guys don't know anything about them? Running shoes?
No.
They're huge around the world, too.
No kidding.
They're a billion dollar company.
Really?
Yes.
Damn.
So,
look these guys up.
Number 10, Salomon. Number 9 is Hoka. The one that you guys missed, Asics.
Oh, right.
Followed by
if you had said soccer shoe, that would have been my first.
Seven is Skechers, Puma 6, Vans 5, Converse 4, New Balance 3. Number 2 is Adidas, and the number 1 shoe is Nike.
What is your go-to?
Adidas.
Adidas. You're Adidas?
Adidas.
Ted, you're Nike, right?
Correct.
I'm Converse.
I prefer Nike myself.
Okay.
They're comfortable.
There you go.
Kicks for Kids Day all day Thursday on the Rock.
They probably knew all 10
donate.
Of those.
The kids get to pick out their own pair of shoes, you see.
Uh-huh.
The goal is 400 kids in brand new shoes. You can donate right now if you want. KISW.com.